So, we are going to put the falls up on Audioboo. We took this fantastic ride and hike to one of the falls. Which falls was it, Todd?
I'm not sure which of the set of falls it was. I don't know.
There's a total of 10 falls, yeah. And we went to one of them. And actually, we went and heard different vantage points, and there was a cave for the waterfall. It was like underneath the waterfall, and we got to go into the cave and see what it was all about, and it was really fun. And, you know, we will probably have them playing so that, you know, you can hear that in person and in stereo, because I think in order to really experience the falls, you've got to hear them up close and in person. But these, some of the trail was really treacherous. Like, not real bad, but, like, more slippery and stuff. And there were several levels of the fall. And then we, after the cave, we went all the way down to the bottom of the falls. You can even crawl around in a couple of those caves. And it's really neat. That was like the highlight of the whole trip, just getting out for me, getting away from the noise, being able to experience nature and the falls. And even though some things might have been a little challenging or I might not have felt exactly the best, it was well worth going because it was really neat experiencing, like, the mist that comes off of the waterfalls and kind of gets you and stuff, and different people were taking pictures. And actually, they had these paths with railings on them, and you could hold on to the railings, and we got to go all by ourselves. So, we didn't take River with us because we thought it would be too long of a route, and it seemed like he was in a lot of pain, so we didn't take him anyway. So, I'm gonna try to get to the part where we're in the cave, and the cave is really neat because you can... You have to duck, and it gets lower and lower, and eventually you have to crawl. And there are these sharp rocks that come from up above. It's like a very sharp, pointy ceiling. And the water made all of that. I don't know how that happened, but the water made all of that. So we're hearing Todd's version of the falls. Mine was a little bit sparse because I had a little bit of a struggle going up and down the hill. There were parts that were slippery that my shoes didn't like. And then uphill got me to see that even though I was working out a bit, I still had a long ways to go for being in better shape. So... We didn't need to be hearing all that garbage. And it was really nice. That was like the major high point of the whole trip. It made it all worth it. Just going and seeing the falls, it was so great. I think that next year they should do a tour of the falls at camp or offer hikes or something. And I think that would be really cool. offer fishing. It would be neat to offer fishing. And, so anyway, we're hearing some more of Todd's visitation to the falls. I'd like to get us to the cave. That big old roary thing that you hear is the wind. We had a lot of people down there visiting the falls too. So now he's gonna go into the cave here pretty soon. The cave is kind of a little echoey, not as echoey as you might think.
This is gonna be in the cave that we're going into. Having never been in a cave before myself.
This is Todd's first time in a cave, and mine too. Level 1 spelunking. I think that's about my speed. Small holes and crevasses are not my
strong point. Where I'm standing on, if you got down on your knees, you could go back probably another 10, 12 feet.
Jeez. Oh my gosh.
Above your head, like a really low cave.
Oh my gosh.
Wow. So Todd's going to crawl back in there.
And the rocks are all piled up behind you.
And it's, it goes way back in there.
Yeah.
It's so cool. Then after that wonderful experience was the long trek upwards. He's 8 feet within the cave and 4 feet under the low point where he's crawling. And there's still another 4 feet to go.
Now what you're hearing is from the ground level.
I laid the recorder on the ground floor of the cave.
That was cool. He said he laid the recorder on the ground level so you could hear the ambience that way. Again, it will be put up on stereo, so you guys can actually hear it, but it was such a neat experience. Sandy has one at the Sandy River cave like that, but nothing like what this was. This was great, too. There's a lot of little caves all up and down the path.
That is.
We're under this concave here, so the rocks go actually out and over the top of our head.
Oh my God.
And there's like pockets in the rocks on the walls. They're like little mini caves.
Oh my gosh.
So there's little mini caves in the wall. And they're walking, we're all walking right now in a concave area where the rocks jut out over the top of us. And it's just, I believe the water from the waterfall over the years has made it happen that way.
Just walk up this little ramp here. Keep going, I'll tell you when you get there. Keep going. Okay, there's the edge of it. That one goes back in. That one's smoke.
This is smoke.
You can probably go in and crawl up and speak, but there's not much room in that.
So he's putting the recorder in another cave, a little miniature cave.